This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian and conveyed Eid and Nowruz greetings. Both leaders expressed hope that this festive season would bring peace, stability and prosperity in West Asia. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi condemned attacks on critical infrastructure in the region which threaten regional stability and disrupt global supply chains. He reiterated the importance of safeguarding freedom of navigation and ensuring that shipping lanes remain open and secure. Mr. Modi appreciated Iran's continued support for the safety and security of Indian nationals in Iran. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India has taken a clear stand on the ongoing conflict in West Asia, emphasising that a solution should be found through dialogue and diplomacy on the possible energy and food crisis arising from the West Asia situation. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country has largely been safeguarded from such crises so far. He was addressing a programme in Haldwani in Uttarakhand on the completion of 4 years of the state government.
Today, the whole world is going through a period of crisis. The continuous attacks in West Asia are a matter of concern not only for India but for the entire world. However, India has clearly stated its position that the ongoing conflicts cannot be resolved through war. The solution can only be achieved through dialogue and diplomacy.
The government has approved another 20% allocation of commercial LPG to states, which would take overall allocation to 50%, including 10% allocation based on ease of doing reforms for PNG expansion. This additional percentage of allocation should be given on priority to sectors like restaurants, dhabas, hotels, industrial canteens, dairy, subsidized canteens and others run by state or local bodies. The government has assured citizens that there is no shortage of petrol, diesel or LPG, urging people not to panic as it strengthens response measures amid tensions in West Asia. In a statement, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said domestic LPG production from refineries has been increased. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he is considering winding down military operations against Iran. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said they are getting very close to meeting their objective of the military operations and hence considering winding down the military efforts in the Middle East. His post was the strongest indication yet that he may be prepared to soon end hostilities that began on the 28th of February. The United States has also announced a 30-day sanctions waiver permitting the sale of Iranian oil currently stranded at sea. Israel has intensified its military campaign in Lebanon against Hezbollah, carrying out a fresh wave of precision airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs. The strikes followed evacuation warnings to residents, with the Israeli military maintaining it is targeting command centers and infrastructure linked to the group. The humanitarian situation in Lebanon continues to worsen as the conflict intensifies. Tehran has responded with defiant rhetoric, with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard claiming it launched two intermediate-range ballistic missiles towards the US-UK base at Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. In the United Arab Emirates, officials say the situation remains under control despite heightened alert levels. Authorities confirmed that loud sounds heard over Dubai were the result of air defense interceptions, with residents urged to follow official guidance. The BJP has released the third list of 11 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Kerala. The list includes the names of T.N. Suresh, who will contest from Kovalam Assembly seat, V. Ratish from Pirumed seat, Ajimon from Avelikara, while Vivek Gopan will contest from Aruvikara seat, and K.R. Rajesh will be the party candidate from Chavara seat. In Orleans Masters Badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma will take on former world champion Nozomi Okuhara of Japan in the semifinals of women's singles at Palais des Sports in France this evening. In the other last four clash, India's Isharani Borua will face Thailand's Pichamon Opatniput. And with that, we end this news bulletin.